what God is doing with us in the store with our girls too, the examples and the people they're getting to meet. I feel so blessed to be able to give them these opportunities.
A real life experience of running a business. Oh, and also it's a vehicle too.
Yeah.
Way more than we ever even imagined. I mean, that's what gets me excited.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So, fun fact, if you go back to season one, where you're in episodes like 1 through 60, maybe, even 1 through 52, where I did one episode a week for an entire year, that was how I committed to this particular podcast that I'm now 6 years into, 6 seasons, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guests, and I've really developed my ability to speak and teach and interview, and I love it so very much. And this podcast with Ashley and Sarah, two locals here in Virginia Beach, reminded me of the early days where all I did was bring people into my in-house studio, well, in-office studio, if you will, and I interviewed them. And a majority of those people, a mass majority, I knew, at least a friend of a friend or somehow close by, because they just came in. This is before podcasting in studios and flying around the country to go with these big names was like a cool thing to do. Maybe Joe Rogan was still doing it at that point, but or started doing it. Here I am now, this far removed from that season, and to bring people who are local into a conversation, though we weren't in person, felt so just reminiscent and powerful. And then I got to be in the room with them that weekend at an event with United and True. Amazing opportunity to really be role models. And these women are that. They're role models through a business that God laid on their heart. They've now been blooming as best friends in just the last couple of years. They had no idea they'd ever be business partners. And now they own a boutique together that really, truly honors God in so many unique ways. We talk about it in this show. So if you have a desire to start a business, to launch, to see how God's going to bring resources like partners into your life, it's going to bless you so much. And I also hope it inspires you to go back to the OG days and check out one of the interviews. They're so good because they're like family and friends, and I know all the intricate details of their story. So I got to really open up some cans of worms for the people. And I just want you to go back. I think it's important for us to go back, right? And see where we've been and to see how much it has propelled where we're going. These are going to serve you no matter if you listen to episode 4 or you listen to episode 400 and whatever number we're on at this point. But I am so grateful for you to connect with Ashley and Sarah, and go look up Polished Boutique. All the links are below. Hopefully you can shop in person, but I know they also have things online too. So enjoy, and I hope it's reminiscent. Calling all his mighty messengers to the front lines, to the microphones, to the stages, to the bookshelves, to the digital platforms and beyond. This is Marketplace Ministry, and you are invited to join the movement as a messenger. I'm Tamara Andress, the one on the mic, but I honestly see it as a machete to cut through the lies, declare truth, transform narratives, and catalyze Christians like you and me to speak, write, build, and testify. I'd blow a trumpet right now if I could. This is a clarion call. It's not just time to rise, it's time to vocalize unfiltered, uncompromising, unashamed, and undeniably bold. Together, we will turn your message into a movement, igniting global change, making disciples of nations, and touching the lives of billions by doing business God's way. This is not just another podcast to listen to and get stuck into a knowledge cycle with new information. It's an initiation into a transformative movement where isolated entrepreneurship is no more and the hustle and grind biz building is not welcome. We are operating from Sabbath rest and focused on sustenance, not success. Let's go, y'all. Welcome to the Messenger Movement. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to be back today with two incredible guests. So yes, you're going to hear three voices. Ashley Knox and Sarah Weinstedt are here, and it is going to be such a good conversation. One, because it's communal, and I love gathering women. And two, because of their hearts, their testimonies, and the way that they're showing up to serve God every single day by opening a door to the community. You're going to hear about what that actually means here momentarily, but I just want to welcome you guys to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Welcome to our store.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us, Tamara.
I am so excited. You guys got to hear it right there. They have a storefront. They're actually sitting in it right now. If you're not listening to us live, you're listening on the podcast. They have an incredible store right here in my hometown, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it's called Polish. And I first off want to know, where did the name come from? Because I could go lots of different ways scripturally with it, but I want to know what the Lord impressed on your heart.
Well, Polish is actually my sister's store. We, as best friends, decided many, many years ago, and we'll probably get into that a little later, that we wanted to open a boutique. And my sisters already had had Polish Boutique in Mobile, Alabama, a very southern part of the state. And we decided to essentially open the first sister's store, or what could become the first franchise. We're kind of moving in that direction, cool, trying to decide a fit for the company. But we did it. We opened about a year and a half ago, and it's Polish, not Polish. A lot of people to that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of a running joke. I actually gave all our girls pierogi ornaments for Christmas.
That was creative.
So many times. So it's kind of a running joke. It's interesting, though, because living in Virginia Beach, I think we have kind of a multicultural community here.
We do.
With
yes,
the Navy and NATO, true, and all this. So people don't necessarily see Polish. Sometimes they see Polish, which is funny because girls almost never get asked that question.
There aren't any. There may be a few Polish people in Alabama, but
no. Yeah, not in Alabama. Here, I actually worked with a ton of people from Poland when I was working out down at the oceanfront back in the day as a waitress, right? So that is interesting. I will tell you, I never thought that every time I've ever read it or seen it. So maybe that's lack of cultural awareness on my behalf, but I really think it's because I love the name connected to God's just passion for perfecting, and not for us to be perfect, but the pressing that happens. I think of a diamond and the polishing of that. I think of the pearlization and how a pearl is formed. So I would love to know, does your sister have more of a depth behind Polish, or what was it for her?
She didn't when she started it. The original thing was Polish Your Style, but it has become very obvious to us that that is a part of our business and the community that we're building around us. Women come in here and we get to polish their day. We get to obviously share our faith with them in a lot of ways, but really build a community, and that is always the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. The polish, right?
Yeah, I really do love the sentiment behind the word polish. And, you know, the biblical correspondences, you know, our friend Heath, when he prayed over our store,
our pastor,
he said something very similar about polish and, you know, just how God can
shine you right up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can be shiny and a beacon so that people can see from far away.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I know I daily need some buffering, right? Like, buff me out, Lord. I need to shine today. I'm sorry for the mess I put myself in yesterday or in that thought that I just had. And so I love that there's a playfulness to it as well. And I am a huge passion person when it comes to fashion and passion and fashion that rhymed. I loved words that rhyme. but really, because I think it helps you to exude what is on the inside of you exteriorly. And some of the days that I don't feel like the best, if I get dressed and I get dressed in something that I love, man, it's crazy how it changes your mood. It really does.
It makes a huge difference when you're just mentally feeling like you're put together, you right. know? And that's what we try to help people do. We try to help them come in and then feel like the best version of themselves and just highlight their God-given beauty. You know, we're not trying to change people,
right.
but make them feel their best. So
that's good. Yeah, it's enhancing them. It really is just the enhance of like, well, how do you want to feel? And I think it's dismissed often, especially in maybe the realm of religion, where you shouldn't look a certain way or wear a certain thing. And my one of my girlfriends who's a pastor, like her husband was raised in Pentecostal and like they had to wear dresses down to their ankles and long sleeves always. And she's about to go to India and experience the exact same thing where she has tattoos, cannot show those. She has to get like gloves because she has tattoos on her hands. So when I process that, not only here in America, but in other countries connected to religiosity, I'm like, man, I'm grateful for the freedom of the Lord and that I can show my elbows, right? Heaven forbid.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of freedom here. Freedom.
There really is. Well, let's get into like your all's testimonies and your yes to God in actually going forth with opening this boutique, because I was in the boutique business and it is not for the faint of heart. And so I want to know like where your yes came from based on your testimony and then how you guys decided to partner as friends.
We actually had more no's than yeses in the beginning. We met, through our church. We met at MOPS, Moms of Preschoolers.
Yep.
We were very pregnant with our girls, 9 months pregnant, actually, mm-hmm, when we met. Mm-hmm. And then she had a 2-year-old boy and I had a 2-year-old boy. And became friends through church and through MOPS. Early on, we had taught, you want to tell a little bit about your background with fashion and
yeah. So, you know, I do feel like I kind of had a passion for fashion, as you said, from an early age. You know, I don't know, much to my parents' chagrin, whatever, but I was very interested in fashion and clothing and the whole business. I also kind of have an entrepreneurial spirit, I think, from my dad. He's an entrepreneur and I'm married to a small business owner. So it's kind of my world in that sense. And I had always kind of had a vision of owning a boutique. So I went to school for merchandising. I worked at boutiques in college. I ended up in the buying world after graduation and lived in Charlotte for a while and then came back to Virginia Beach and worked at the buying office for the Navy Exchange here for
cool.
all their across all the bases. So I do have a background in the industry. And then I had quit working with my son. And that was about the point where my life intersected with Ashley on that playground. And we were just like, I think we were meant to be friends.
Meeting her and seeing her across the room. And I changed groups because I was like, oh, she's in my wheelhouse. She's in my
yeah. And we really did have a pretty instant connection, very easy friendship, kids that got along great, same phase of life, husbands that, got along, you know, it's such a gift when you meet a friend and their family works with your family.
Especially in the preschool days.
Yes.
Yeah. You need a buddy.
Totally. Yeah. And yeah, you need their energy to rub off on one another. So it's not rubbing off on you. You're like, can we get the boys together?
Right. You need a little sanity too. Cause you got crazy going on all around.
Those days can be long.
And they're very connected.
It's so true. And I love that you get it. Like when you're in that season, you get it. When your conversation is like every third word is broken up by mama or a mommy, or can I do this? Ooh, that just fell. And it's just like, where were we? And you can just like pick it back up and it wasn't totally bizarre. Or you're like, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought and there's no shame.
Yeah. We love it when women come in and they bring their strollers and they park them and they do. We appreciate that and we get it. Mm-hmm. We're like, girl, mm-hmm, we're glad you're here. We even have a dressing room that is made for a mom in a stroller.
Oh, I love that. We had a, when I had a boutique, a Mom and Me boutique was ours and now has been, we had Mom and Me I had it for 6 years, sold it to my mom because we worked in it together. And then I wanted out of the boutique business and she did it for another 2 years. And then she sold it to Ashley, who now owns it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things I was going to mention, because we were so maternity and babies, right? So that was all up in our world, was we had a Lego table, one of those like big block Lego tables. And I am telling you, that was salvation for the moms, because I would sit and play Legos and they would shop and we'd have conversations and it kept them so entertained. They couldn't break anything with it and they really just sat there. So if you have any extra room, I encourage you to have a Lego table.
Right. I remember seeking out those places.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, going back to us meeting, I feel like that was kind of one of the first real God moments in our story. I had really prayed for a friend like Ashley. I was one of the first in my friend group to have kids. I really didn't have a close friend who was in the same phase of life as me. And that had been a big prayer. And then God intersected our lives and we hit it off. And I didn't even know the connection to the store in Alabama and all that stuff came later. So that was just, I look back at that and I just, it's cool to see how God weaves our stories together. Right.
He so does without our expectation. And it's like always exceedingly and abundantly more. And so understanding that, like, what we see at the onset as an answered prayer, and we're like, thank you, Lord, for this friend. He's like, oh, but just wait, right? Like, there's so much more.
Yes. Right. Well, fast forward to right before the pandemic, we had looked at a space and we were so excited about it, went in, did all the measurements. We had obviously gotten to the point where we knew we were going to open a store. Well, we almost knew we were going to open a store. We didn't open a store. It was still very, very scary. But I remember sitting down on, and it was just down the street, down Great Neck Road, and sitting down on the curb and us looking at each other. And I just said, I just do not think this is it. This just doesn't feel right. And I'll be if the pandemic didn't hit. And also the space got taken by somebody else.
Wow.
That was the first blow. We were like, God, you gave it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, commercial real estate is hard to get. You got to get the right spot. It's very, very important. So it got swooped out from under us, and then the pandemic hit, and we looked at each other several times like, thank you, Jesus, that we are not in the middle of homeschooling our children now.
No.
And also having a brand new business that we've spent a ton of money to open. Like, it was a little bit...
Not to say he couldn't have made a way, but we're thankful.
I'm so glad he did it.
He did make a way. He made a way for you not to do it at that time.
And we wouldn't have had as much fun. And we had fun during.
And we, you know, I've learned to really try to pay attention. Ashley's really good at this. She's very, I like to steamroll ahead. You know, if the door is shut, I'm going to push it open. Like, if I have a tunnel vision, if I have my mindset on something. But she was like, you know, very gently, she was like, I don't think this is the Lord's timing for us. Yeah. And
well, that's totally the Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes I'm better hearing him, but sometimes I'm not. And that at that point in time, he basically said no, and it was very solid.
So how long after the pandemic did you guys decide to open?
So that was 2019. When was that? 2019.
Yeah.
And we opened in
2022.
Yes. Okay.
So we spent 2 years at home with our kids.
Actually, we spent 2 years at her house with our kids. We opened up the garage.
So, instead of opening a boutique, we opened up a fifth-grade pod in my garage.
Amazing. Amazing.
For children to learn virtually, but not be, you know, completely
isolated.
So, that was awesome. I mean, it's something our kids will never forget.
It's probably the best year.
Thankful we had that opportunity because we weren't working.
So, couldn't have done both.
You couldn't have. No. That's incredible.
But then when this spot became available,
we knew
it was a whole different thing. It was truly like every door opened, you know, and there was no resistance. There was everything just flowed.
So there you go. This is it.
It was interesting to see the contrast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a note for anybody listening, whether you're in the boutique world or not, like as entrepreneurs and having that visionary lens and God gives you something, we do, as you said, Sarah, like want to steamroll into it. We want the provision now. We want the vision now. And God is always a God of patience. He's always a God of pruning. He's always a God of preparation. And he has a plan that's greater than ours. And so I am 100% listening right now, Lord. Thank you for this conversation and gleaning, because I'm like, yes, I do the same exact thing. I remember when I brought in my COO last year and we were planning our academy launch. She's like, okay, I think based on timing, we can launch this in 2026. Mind you, this was 2023. And I was like, what? No, we can do this next year. It'll be fine. And she's like, no, Tamara, there has to be a longer runway for what it is that you want to do. And so as she started showing me the plan of how long it's going to take and the funding that's connected to it, I sat back. I'm like, man, God, this is going to take a longer yes than I'm used to. And is it worth it? Right. And so I would ask the same question to you guys, and knowing that you had those 2 years, you've kind of already alluded to it with a special time and the memory that you've curated, but also that the easeability of the next step is like, was the patience worth it?
Right. And, you know, it reminds me the verse in the Bible, God is not the author of confusion. And yeah, this was completely and totally a little scary, but not confusing.
Of course. Well, I don't think any faith without action doesn't have a little bit of fear, because that's what faith is, right? It's the stepping out. And people think faith and fear don't coexist, but they 100% do. And it's a part of the obedience that God has in our life, the discipline that he has that says, I'm going to bless that faith even still.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you for putting that into words. That's fair.
Yeah. It's so true. Okay. So we get to partner together, not just on this podcast, but in a really special event that's happening tomorrow. And if you're listening to this afterwards, tomorrow is like late February, and we get to do something that is an annual event hosted by Sandra Coates, and it's called United in True. And I want to know from you all, like, where was your yes in her asking you to be a part of it? What do you see this mission around United in True meaning for you all and Polish Boutique? And what are you going to get to do tomorrow?
Well, it's hard to say no to Sandra and this movement that she has started.
It's pretty cool.
She's really cool. Last year, we had no idea what we were getting into. And she actually didn't get to come last year. So this will be her first experience.
I haven't been. I'm so excited.
I was able to go with a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine, and my daughter. And we did dress several models last year, kind of not knowing, I mean, really not knowing what we were getting into. And we were part of the vendor event. And it was cool. The whole message, the speakers, the different models, the musicians, it truly is a way of investing into women and the girls, especially the role models. And one of the coolest parts this year for me is my little girl, Carly. She's 11. She actually is one of the role models.
Yay!
And we're doing all the things, but how valuable for somebody like Sandra to say to your daughter all the things that she says with United. Valuable. You're beautiful. You're a treasure. Over and over and over and over again. And then to, you know, build her up and then push her out on the runway, and she gets to wear our clothes, which is so cool. So she is very excited. So it's got a little bit of a different meaning for me, but I know for Sarah, she is really impressed by Sandra as well.
Yeah. I've known the Coates family for a long time, but yeah, I'm so blown away by everything Sandra has done to put this event together and how it continues to grow year after year. I was out of the country last year during the time, so I'm super excited to see it this year. Jane actually said this year, she's like, maybe I can be a role model next year.
Oh, yay.
And, you know, that's kind of a bigger conversation too, but like what God is doing with us, with the store, with our girls too, the examples and the people they're getting to meet. I feel blessed to be able to give them these opportunities.
A real life experience of running a business. Oh, and also it's a vehicle to pay more than we ever even imagined. I mean, that's what gets me excited. I love a lot of the parts of this, but what I love most is what it's become.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize that. I mean, we knew we wanted to be a beacon of light in our community for God and all those things, but we didn't realize the vehicle that Polish would be. And just the way it would interconnect and bring us people in our lives, divine appointments who have walked through the door. I actually heard you talk about that one day on Instagram Live, and I was like, that is so true for us.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many conversations were meant to happen in this store just because we have a public door that anyone can walk in. And, you know, girls we've hired that were meant to be mm-hmm. in our lives.
We love our girls
and
that work here.
That's one of my biggest prayers when I work a shift is like, God, give me the eyes to see whoever walks in the door, whatever conversation you want me to have. Like, it's here for the taking. And, mm-hmm. But yes, to have our girls be a part of this and have them meet all these incredible women that we're getting to meet through these organizations like United and True and this
Free Kind that is part of it as well.
Yeah.
The beneficiary yep. of the event tomorrow.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And I think my kiddos, when I had the storefront, they were so tiny. I was actually pregnant with my son when I opened the boutique, nursed him in the back while people would be shopping in the front. Or I was pumping, right? So the sound like, I'm like, sorry guys, I'll be out in a minute. That was before the pumps were as cool as they are now. That was 10 years ago. They've advanced a little bit, but then I had my baby girl and mainly they were just models because they were wearing all the baby clothes. And my mom ran a daycare and preschool on top of the store. So it was like just a really cool season of life. But I was not walking with the Lord at that time in the way that I am now. And I know looking back, there were so many divine appointments, but I didn't have the eyes to see. Like you just said, Sarah, I didn't even have that prayer posture. I was just there as an entrepreneur and I was just there to feed my family and of course serve. Like I always loved people and I loved bringing the light out in them and, dressing them up and making them go from, oh, I feel gross today in my body to I feel beautiful and I can't wait to take this photo shoot of me and my baby, right? And just give life to people. And it's crazy how powerful our words are. And I think that's what you're mentioning, Ashley, for your daughter is like the words that Sandra has cultivated, not only in her book, but also just in the mission of what United and True is. This is not a standalone experience. This is something that keeps giving. And we get to give the message as well because you see these role models. And just to clarify for people who are listening, a role model is different. This is a fashion show. So Polish is obviously an element of the fashion show. But the model is not just like, and this is so old school anyway, but the tall, thin, pretty little thing, right? That's coming out on the runway. It's somebody who is being called out because they're a leader. That's being called out because of their beauty and how they showcase love, compassion, kindness, all of the true essence of beauty that God instills in us. And it doesn't matter what their body looks like, and it doesn't matter what height they are, and it doesn't matter how old they are either, which I also love that it spans generations as these women take the catwalk. And I've been able and blessed to be in lots of different parts of it. I've been a role model. I've been a part of doing kind of behind the scenes videography and photography and podcasting at the event. I've been a speaker, and I've also just sat there and watched some of my friends' kids walk on the runway and just cheer them on. And I just love what it does, not only for community, but for the individual who now feels that sense of polish on their own life to be able to go out and take a torch. That's what a movement is, right? And so there's also a polished movement connected to what you all are doing based on the camaraderie of community and literally showcasing God in your storefront every single day. And I don't think when you open a boutique, you think about all of those things.
You do not. You do not. You have no idea until it
happens. God reveals it in time. He reveals the legacy connected to it for your children. And I'm so excited for you guys to just continue to say yes to the open doors because I got to also experience you all promoting and supporting a local Virginia delegate and her organization initiation around breast cancer awareness. And it was such a treat and such a treasure to have you all there representing. And you don't see that, especially in the political space very often, a boutique that is willing to go out front and say, we not only believe in breast cancer awareness, but we also believe in what is happening in the political spectrum of our community. And we're going to show up in love and in truth in that way. What are some other like partnerships that have been established in the process that's really unique or dynamic, or that you maybe are still looking to be resourced with?
So many. It's hard for us to say no to.
Well, and we don't even know why we've been asked to do some of these things. But
we have no idea. I mean, but we do know, but we don't.
Sure. We try to say yes to these opportunities. But that was what we never envisioned, and that's where God just is so gracious. But just for another example, on Saturday, we're doing this birds and bees tea. We're attending this birds and bees tea with a local
church.
A local church, Lynn Haven UMC, is putting it on, and it's a speaker who has a tea for 8 to 13 year old little girls and their mothers, and tells about
noted. Keep God's, stored away.
God's vision for sex and
how your body
puberty
will change
and adolescence and just all those things.
You're there with my gosh,
yeah. And so that's just another new connection that just popped up this weekend. We've also been super blessed with military connections.
Oh, this is one of the cool things that happened as soon as we opened our doors. We opened in September, and I got a phone call, U.S. Navy, on my phone. I was like, holy moly.
Why is the Navy calling me?
I answered the phone call, and it was an officer inviting Sarah and I to come and spend the night on the Ford, the aircraft carrier. And I said, yes, let me tell my business partner that we're leaving our brand new, we just opened store. Basically, he said,
1 month after we opened.
Yeah, we had never left. Yeah. One of us. And basically what he said was, we want you as, you know, women-owned business owners to come onto the ship and talk to women about business, just be available if they have any questions for their second careers.
We're like, wow, random. You
know, okay, do you know we just opened and we haven't made any money yet?
That's anyway, so good.
We got to go on the Ford overnight, actually on my birthday that year.
Fly out into the middle of the ocean.
We had no idea.
Caught on the aircraft carrier tarmac and
the door opened and a bomb went by. We're like, oh, where?
Like a missile or something. We were eight fish out of water. But
the coolest part was, this is the whole divine part of it. A woman had come into the store a few weeks prior to this or before this. And she was so awesome. She was talking to her. She had just moved here from another state, Washington. And she had just moved here. And immediately we made a connection. She was so sweet. And I looked at Sarah. I said, Sarah, she's our friend. Mm-hmm. So I got her phone number. We've got a ton of customers coming in and out of our store, but we took her phone number and had seen her maybe twice. Anyway, we go on this boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and we're at dinner on my birthday that night, and I am seated next to this man, and he starts telling me about himself, and turns out he's the XO of the ship, and he's telling me all about his life, and they just got a puppy, and the kids, and the school,
I went,
are you Taryn's husband? And he went, you know my wife? Nobody knows my wife. It was her.
No one knows my wife.
We were flown out to the Ford to, I honestly believe that was the, for that meeting was to find her and keep her forever.
Because, and like solidify our friendship with her. But and now she works here.
We get to full story. We get to take her husband to dinner tonight.
They've been gone for nine months.
Gosh, that gives me Holy Spirit chills all over. And like, how cool. I've never even heard of somebody doing that.
The divine appointments, right? I mean, and now she's, I don't know how we do it without her. She's
wow. Unbelievable. And I have to tell you, it was also a divine appointment that you mentioned the birds and the bees brunch, because I literally just received in the mail my first like educational resource for Christian birds and bees conversations with my children who are 9 and 10. And I'm like, oh God, how do I do this? I am like so passionate about their protection and purity. And it, cause it's so opposite than how I was raised. I don't even remember a birds and the bees conversation. And so you saying that, I'm like, Oh, this is amazing. So precious.
If you want to come, I'll check.
Oh my gosh. Please. Because my daughter's coming with me tomorrow night and we'll be together on Saturday. So that would be amazing.
We'll figure it out. We'll just hang out all week.
Yes, I'm in for it. I'm so in for it. You guys, this has been such a treasure. And I want to ask another question kind of as we close out here, because I know as people are listening, there's been conversations of fear and faith coexisting. There's been conversations of taking that leap of faith, the timing, the patience connected to it, and just being able to attune to the Holy Spirit in how He wants you to activate, who He wants you to see in that day, the coordination of wild relationships that are transpiring in and through your yes. If you could think of one each individually, I want you guys to process, what is one of the most sharpening things that the Lord has done in and through you in this time frame with the boutique?
Thanks a lot for that one.
I would say I've had to learn, I've really had to learn communication. And just being really upfront and direct, and you know, we are best friends. There are a lot of feelings that come along with business and working together. And I feel like I feel like I've just had to grow in maybe having a little bit of thicker skin, being able to have the hard conversations, being able to challenge employees. Let go of CPAs, just all these things that have really grown me over the last
things
year that I'm not a confrontational person. So learning to have those difficult conversations in love, really express how you feel, but also be able to take feedback. I think God is really growing me in that whole arena. So
that's brilliant. Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I don't even know why I didn't ask that out the gate after being in business with my mom and having a lot of dear sisters that have worked with me. And that is a very real conversation. We could have an entire podcast just on the dynamics of working with someone who you also consider family and friends. And it's a very hard thing to do. So kudos for you all sitting so close to each other and loving on each other in the process.
We're doing it.
We will pray over that union for sure before we leave, because I think it's so dynamic. But I love that you mentioned it from a communication perspective, which is ultimately a leadership quality. God is just raising you up in your ability to be a leader. And He's calling us into those. And He does it in unexpected ways, like employee conversations or contractor conversations. And so thank you. Thank you so much for being authentic in that. All right, Ashley, how about for you?
I mean, for me, just we've mentioned so many different moments in this that are so much bigger than what we're actually doing. We think we're selling clothes and we have a boutique and we have to run this ship. We are pedaling every single day to do this, but what are we really doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Love this conversation. It's so fresh, refreshing to hear what you're saying. I love what you said about prayer posture. Do I have good prayer posture? Like, yes. What am I praying for? Am I directing myself in the right way so that we can grow this thing to be bigger and better? I mean, we've got women that are in our store that want to be a bigger part of our store, and we're not there yet.
Sure.
So maybe that to me, I mean, just this entire week conversations that I've had is that we're being pushed in that direction. So what in the world does the Lord have for us there?
I love that I literally was receiving from you all that Polish is more than a boutique, but a movement. And so really, what does that mean? And like holding space for that with the Lord, because I feel it very deeply in my spirit that you all are galvanizers, which is like you bring people together, you're connectors. And to have that gift, there's those four walls where you're sitting right now aren't going to hold all of those people that are going to be blessed by you and who need your leadership. And so what does that look like in connecting and bringing women together? And so I love that you're getting to experience it through the vehicles of other people by literally going to places that they're also bringing people. But I also see that you guys are going to be at the helm of that at some point. And it's going to be really cool to watch what God does in the process.
Man, thank you. Wow. Yeah. It's a whole reframing, really. Yeah. I mean, it's we are in business, but it's not really about making money anymore. Yeah. I mean, it is, but sure. it's so much bigger. I mean, we didn't even really mention, but we have the honor of kind of shepherding a lot of little high school girls through their first job.
That's and so cool.
formative phase of their life. And we take that very seriously in terms of the influence.
We also, we feel so cool that they want to hang out with us.
Yes, I know. You're like, I'm so cool. Am I so cool? Do I look good? Well, I think of it, there's a couple of like words that people use in the coaching industry, specifically the Christian coaching industry, is like, it's a business tree. So you have a ministry and you have a business. And yes, there are finances that flow through that, no different than there should be finances that flow through a church, or there should be finances that flow through a nonprofit. God uses finances to help fuel his mission. And so the more the merrier, bring on the overflow, right? We want that for your business, and to know that you're stewarding it even without the finances being there a month in, you still said yes to like, what does God have for us? More so than I can't hire an employee that I don't yet have to work a Saturday. That's our biggest day. And I can't leave the store. I've never left the store. And he's like, just listen to me, you know? And you guys did that in obedience. And so the more that's coming is going to be really beautiful. And I just, like I said, I'm excited to watch it happen.
Thank you.
We'll take it.
Yeah. I love what you're saying. Well, I want to bless you. I want to bless your partnership. That's something I really walked through last year deeply, is a partnership that didn't work out the way that I had hoped and prayed and really felt peace around when I said yes to it initially. And it left me in a long state of disappointment in my business. And I've never experienced that with the Lord. I was disappointed and had offense and agitation and stuff back in the day through entrepreneurship. But since walking with the Lord, I had never really gone through that. And the Lord had me in 1 Kings connected to what David and Saul walked through, and how David and Saul were like, you know, companions, and David poured into Saul and helped him get rid of headaches and have mental clarity through his music. And he served him in his army as like the number one commander. And there was such great relationship. And then that started to get severed when pride and jealousy and greed and all of these nasty things that started to birth inside of Saul's heart. And David, time and time again, honored Saul. He honored him even when he was out to kill him, when he was out to destroy him, when he was out to take his throne that God himself gave him. He honored him in his sleep. He honored him by his words. He honored him even after his death in a beautiful way. And I remember walking through this seven-day water fast before this partnership had kind of dissipated. And I was like, God, what a boring thing to read during my fast. Like, how is this going to have anything to do? It's not the big circle that I'm praying, has nothing to do with David and Saul. Can I pass forward? Can I go forward? But I was in the Bible in a year and that was the date. And so that was what I had to read. Well, it was 2 days later when everything kind of dissipated, when everything really exploded. Dissipate is a nice word. Exploded. And I was sitting in fetal position with the Lord. And I was like, God, what am I supposed to do with this? Because my flesh wanted to like vocalize it. I wanted to get on the microphone and tell everyone about it. But my spirit told me, honor him, honor him, honor him. And so I've been walking out this season, even still months and months later, of just honoring that relationship. And so my prayer for you all, regardless of what happens on a day-to-day relational dynamic, conversations or agitations or any of that, is to remember to honor each other first and honor each other's families first and honor the Lord that dwells inside of each of you first, and to see that version of the person rather than what could be a mood swing or a menstrual cycle, right? So I just want to pray for you guys, and I just wanted to share that because I feel like it's really important for people who are listening, who might be walking through a partnership demise or a partnership that just feels like there's friction. They're not meant to end, in my opinion. We're meant to be called higher in them. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing day in and day out, is you're calling each other higher. And do you have anything to say to that before I pray?
That's so good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's so good. I know. I love what you're saying about honoring each other. And Ashley and I knew going into our partnership that we were very different. And it's
different in a different good way,
in a complementary way. What she her strengths are not necessarily mine. It would be easy to look at our differences and highlight the negative, but instead honoring the positive ways in which we make a great partnership is
good.
It, you know, when you focus on the good and not the negative. So okay. And that's
this is a great example of it. Just our time with you.
Yeah.
It really is, right?
Yeah, yeah, I can see that symmetry in you guys. It's really beautiful how you pass it back and forth so eloquently, and the different roles in which you've played and mentioned. It's been really cool to see. I'm grateful that we had this time before we get to spend time tomorrow at the fashion show. And so I'll pray us out because I don't actually do that often, but I just really feel like the Lord is calling me to pray for you guys. So God, I just want to honor you. We honor you just by being here, just by opening our mouths and opening our doors every single day as Ashley and Sarah are doing. And to do that, when there's things going on personally sometimes that are hard and the society and the world and the community may not even know about, God, but that they walk with integrity as they open that door. They walk with eyes to see as you would give them to just bless the people that are coming through the door that day. We pray for continued open doors, not just in their space, but in other places you would have them go. God, I just see this positioning that you're putting them in inside of our community at large, and that there's going to be just a treasure trove of women that are going to be following and are going to glean from them and learn from them. And they're going to be connected because of them, God. It started in a place like MOPS, but what if Polish is a movement that is beyond the age of mothers with preschoolers? And so, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in their hearts and in their heads and in their houses right now and in their handbag, God, just continued favor in the finances so that they can do something bigger than they could ask, hope, or imagine, and that they have the ability to do so. They're already being connected, resourced with so many things that they don't see even in the natural eye, but you're doing so in the spiritual realm. And so will you just bless them, bless their partnership, bless the way they honor each other, bless the way that they lift one another up with love and good deeds, and to know that in some certain seasons, they might be the Moses and they might be the Aaron, and that might switch and that might change based on the seasons, and for that to be something they celebrate and not something that ever grows resentment, God. I thank you that you are putting together kingdom partnerships, even as people are listening underneath my sound of my voice right now, God, that they're hearing you and the partnership that they have been simmering over, whether loss or as an opportunity, God, that you're just sealing that right now as your will, not theirs, God, as your plan, not theirs. And it's going to have longevity far into the future. Even if their physical doors ever close, God, their spiritual doors do not, because they are connected to you, God. And so they are moving as one in the body of Christ. And we just celebrate that today. We love you, God. We thank you for Sandra. We thank you for Sandra connecting us. We thank you for what she's doing in her movement with United and True. And we just ask for continued favor over that movement, not only for the women and the girls behind us, but also the generations that are in front of us, that it would just call them to speak louder, to be encouragers, to live a polished life, God. I just hear that. Polished and holiness, polished and righteousness. They go together in tandem. And so we just thank you that even the language in which you've given her sister is meant for so much more than she could have thought. God, this is such a great conversation. We thank you that you're present. I can just feel your presence here. I just continue to be amazed by you, God. And so will you just continue to give us that posture of amazement and walking into the doors that only you could open. We love you. We glorify you in your mighty name. Amen.
Oh, thank you. That was such a gift.
I'm telling you, I do not pray on my show often like that. And God was just like, pray for them. Pray for them.
We needed that.
Good. I knew you did. He knew you did. You guys are blights. You're blessings. I can't wait to hug your neck tomorrow. And Sandra, thank you so much for this connection. Okay. Keep polishing the world, you guys.
Yes.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guests, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken.
I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts and fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out, and thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.